Om Shanti. So today we will revise today morning's Sunday's Avyakta Murli. Actually, this poetry is a very famous poetry in Marathi literature, and it's written in Marathi. So I'll begin this poetry, and then we will begin the further talk. This poetry is about a duck, and it goes in this manner. Eka tadayat hoti, badke pile surekh, होते कुरूप वेड़े पिल्लू तयात एक कोनी न तयास घेई खेळावयास संगे सर्वान हुनी निराळे ते वेगळे तरंगे दावूनी बोट त्याला मनती हसून हसून लोक आहे कुरूप वेड़े पिल्लू तयात एक पिल्ल्यास दुख भारी भोड़े रड़े सताशी भावंड ना विचारी सांगेल ते कोणाशी जेते तयाच तोची दावी उगाच धाक होते कुरूप वेळे पिल्लू तयात एक एके दिनी परंतु पिल्लास त्या कळाले भयवेळ पार त्याचे वाऱ्या सवे पडाले पाण्यात पाहताना चोरून या क्षणेक त्याचेच त्या कळाले तो राजहंस एक. दिस पोएम इज टेलिंग अ स्टोरी अबाउट अ फ्लॉक ऑफ डक्स दॅट यूज टू लिव इन वन लेक. And there was one ugly looking, not so pleasing, not so handsome amongst them. And everybody used to tease him, that duck, because he was very much ugly looking, that particular duck. And because of this, that duck was very much unhappy, very much miserable. Nobody would accompany him. He was always estranged and he was always left behind. They would play, but they would not include this duck. So this duck was extremely unhappy for his ugly looks, as well as because he used to think as if I am not so beautiful as other ducks, and they would feel that he is out of the mill, absolutely unconventional. But one day it so happened that whilst he was swimming, he happens to see his own reflection. For so long he was so unhappy, thinking that he is so much ugly, unsightly. And one day when he sees his own reflection, he finds that he is not duck, he is not a stork, but he is swan, a rajhans. And there the poem ends. If we look at our own lives, we were also suffering from something like this identity crisis, what is known in English language. We didn't know who we actually are. And we used to think that we are just ordinary beings. And even in the ordinary, we used to have that feeling of inferiority complex, unless and until Baba came on this earth and he came and he told us, as in today's Murli, today Bab Dada has come to see. Bab Dada has come into the gathering of holy, happy hans. Holy, happy swans. So it's he who gave us this identity, who we actually are. He pulled us out of that inferiority complex. He pulled us out of that low self-worth feeling which we were harboring from such a long period of time. And it is also that even after becoming Brahmin, sometimes we harbor that feeling of inferiority complex for many reasons. For many reasons, and probably this inferiority complex, this feeling of low self-esteem is the only bondage, only obstacle, only hindrance in our path. That obstacle, that feeling, maybe we have come late in knowledge. One, we are not staying in Madhuvan. Two, we are not surrendered. Three, we have not seen this yagya, we have not seen dadis. It could take any form. In one way it is good, but in another way this itself becomes an obstacle in our effort. These people are here from such a long period of time. We are not doing that sort of effort which these people are doing. In one way this is good, but this is not self-esteem. This is not self-respect. This is not Swaman. While Baba is coming and telling that Bab Dada has come, into the gathering of holy, happy swans. Probably we are forgetting who we actually are. We are also suffering from that self-identity that we think ourselves as stork or duck, like that duck. But in fact, who was he? He was not ordinary duck even. He was holy swan. He was Rajhans. He was king. So, let's enter into today's Murli. Today's Murli has so many different points. How to revive this? I was just thinking from where to begin. So many different points and so many different topics are there. And from where to begin, how to start, and which topic to take and which to leave. So, just for the sake of simplicity, I have divided it into 14 different parts. Or rather, you can say, these are the qualifications of holy swans. You can make them into 7 pairs, or rather 14 different points. Or you can even say that these are the specialities which a holy, happy swan should have. So what are the specialities? Or you can, after the last Avyakta Murli, you can say these are the different garlands. Our 14 different types of garlands. Every Murli we are bringing out new garlands. Baba is bringing new garlands. So what are those different garlands? What are the different qualifications? What are the different things a holy, happy swan should possess? What are the qualifications? So, this Murli we will be discussing again and again over the period of time. But today, for the sake of this class, let's begin with the first point. A holy, happy swan, or rather you can even say that different hearts Baba has told. Different types of hearts. What are those different types of hearts? In Bible there is mentioned somewhere that God, just take out, pluck out this fleshy heart and give me a heart full of love. Give me a fleshy heart. Implant a fleshy heart in my bosom, in my heart, in my chest. Take out this heart which is full of hatred, which is full of jealousy, which is full of vices, and give me a new heart. In the similar manner, Baba is giving us a new heart, a new garland, a new point, and telling us different qualifications of swans. First point. A holy, happy swan is having clean and clear heart. That is the first qualification, a clean and clear heart. Baba said, those who are having clean and clear heart, they are very much close to Baba. They are rather sitting on the heart throne of Baba. They are closest to Him. He loves them very much. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see the kingdom of God. Baba is saying, your heart should be very much clean. Your heart should be very much clear. What does this mean, to have a clean and clear heart? Is it that we have become very much complex, complicated, intricate? Is it that we are wrapped in deceptions? We are wrapped in intricacies of the mind. Baba doesn't like all this. He wants a very simple heart, a very clear heart. There is an anecdote about Moses. Moses was a prophet, Abrahamic prophet, one of the important prophet in Jewish religion. It so happened that if you say three M's, they are remembered, they are lawgivers. First M is in India, Manu, from where the word Manav or man has come up. He is the first person who gave laws of codes of conduct. In the similar manner, in the West, it's Moses, 10 commandments of Moses. So Moses has given commandments. And recent one is one, Karl Marx, who has also given some commandments, which Russia and China and other states were following earlier. So these are the lawgivers. So when Moses was passing by one way, he finds a very poor person is sitting and praying to God, but the prayer was intolerable. It was such an absurd prayer, and he was just stunned to see that a person can even pray like this. What was that prayer? That man was just kneel down before God and he was saying, "Oh Lord, if you are hungry, I will feed you. If your body has got lice, I will clean that lice. If you fall sick, I will take care of you." Moses said, "What nonsense? What sort of poem is this? Who taught you this poem? You are talking with God? Oh God, if you are tired, I will massage you. What sort of poem is this?" Moses says to him, "You are such an idiot. You don't know how to pray even." That man says, "Oh, I really don't know." Moses asks, "Who taught you this prayer?" He says, "Nobody taught me. I am a carpenter. I am a simple, poor man. I don't know how to pray. Just out of my churnings or out of my thinkings, I just made this poem because I don't know how to pray." He said, "Forget. You are quite fortunate that now I have come to you. I will teach you what is prayer." And he teaches him a good prayer. As per the scriptures, as per the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not do this, thou shalt not do this, and all that thing. And he teaches him prayer. And Moses is so happy after teaching this man this good scriptural poem, a correct poem. And he is on the way. Suddenly, he has to face the wrath of God. Suddenly, he hears the voice of God. God says, "What you did? I sent you as a prophet to bring people close to me. And what you have done? That man was so much close to me, and now what poem you have taught him? He is talking anything else. Earlier, he used to converse with me, and I used to enjoy. He was such an entertainer. What have you done? He was so close to me." So God doesn't like those complicated laws. He likes simplicity of heart. He likes that clean heart. He likes that clear heart. At different place, Baba has said, and actually he has given as a homework, your heart should not have any stain. Such unstainable heart, such immaculate heart, such pure heart, such clear heart, such unsullied heart, such unstained, blemish-free heart. Stains of apaman and abhiman. Each of us, if we look into ourselves, we will feel that we are at some point of time insulted by somebody. And we are still carrying that episode, that memory with us. And the moment we see that person, yes, he is the man who had insulted me. He is the man who had not behaved nicely with me. He is the person who had misbehaved with me. And he is the one who had insulted me in front of public. He is the one who had mistrust in me. He is the one who did not give proper due respect to me. So, we are carrying this stains, insult and arrogance. We have to free our heart of these two stains. Also, old sanskars. So, to free the heart of all stains of old sanskars, to free the heart of all stains of insult and arrogance. This is to have clean and clear heart. This is first definition of clean and clear heart. Second definition is to be free of waste. To be free of waste, to have a clean heart. That is the qualification of holy, happy Swan. To be free of waste and to have unstainable heart. Such a pure heart. That's what Baba likes. So that is the first qualification. Second qualification is satisfaction. Santushta. These are those souls, their pure thoughts, their pure wishes get easily fulfilled. And they are the souls who are having deep sense of satisfaction, deep sense of divine discontent. This contentment, this is the sine qua non of Brahmin life. In spite of becoming Brahmin, in spite of getting everything what we have got, if our heart is still dissatisfied, distraught, running here and there, moving from pillar to post, we don't know what to do, then probably something is missing within. We need to check, we need to self-analyze. Why still we are searching something? Why that satisfaction has not come? When we will get satisfied? Even after getting God, if we are not satisfied, when are we going to get satisfaction? Is any person going to give us satisfaction? Any wealth? Any circumstance of this world? Any material happiness can satisfy us? Never. If after getting God, if after knowing God, if after understanding Him, if after getting His inheritance of Brahmin life, we are not satisfied, probably, something is definitely wrong. And it's a time for self-checking. It's a time for analysis. This is a sort of failure. You know, whenever in the elections, some party fails, what they come and say in front of TV newspaper reporters, they say that, yes, we want to retrospect and find out something, somewhere we have gone wrong. So when they are met with such fiasco, such failure, they self-analyze. So in this Brahmin life, if we are having dissatisfaction, discontentment, we are not satisfied with things. There is every time restlessness within, probably we need to recheck. So second is to have deep sense of satisfaction. Third is easiness, saralata. This is such a important virtue, to have easy nature, saral sobhav. Why we have become so complex, so full of conceit, kapat? God doesn't like all this. He says, have easy nature, easy attitude, easy vision, easy words, easy nature, easy behavior, easy connections, easy relationships. Everything should be easy. Your heart, your brain, your speech, everything should be one. It's not that you are speaking something, doing something, thinking something. This three things, what you think, what you speak and what you do, this thing should be in conformation with each other, in harmony with each other. If they are not in harmony, we are thinking something but we are speaking something and then we are doing something else. This is not the sign of Holy Swan. So third qualification is easiness, easy nature. Actually, we all have become very complex in this Brahmin life. Maybe because of the experiences, wrong, negative, bad experiences, we have become very much negative somewhere. We have to go back to that childhood, go back to that childlike simplicity. Unless and until we become childlike, we cannot enter into that kingdom of heaven. That same simplicity, that same innocence. It's not the words, it's the innocence of the heart that pulls people towards you. If suppose you find that people are getting attracted to you, okay, all of a sudden, why they are getting attracted? Rather, all the worldly people get attracted towards all the Brahmin. All Brahmins. Why? There is a one definite reason for that. And that is because we all are carrying that innocence within us. And seeing that innocence, they are reminded of their own innocence. Seeing our purity, they are reminded of their own purity. That is why they get attracted to us. So this is a very, very, very subtle aspect. It's not the word always. It's not the word. It's some innocence. And probably we ourselves are not aware of that innocence. But that attracts the world, the worldlings. So, easiness. And next is selfless. Fourth, selfless, niswarth. This is the sign of Holy Swan. The Baba says that I am the only altruistic server, but we have to strive to be as much selfless as possible. More for the world, less for ourselves. The less is more. That is the dictum. You must remember this. The less for ourselves is more. The more for the world is less. Give as much as possible. By giving, everything increases. And when we hoard things, when we garner things, when we collect things and keep for ourselves, probably we are not getting it. The more you give, the more you receive. This economic, spiritual finance is entirely different. So this is the fourth. Fifth is balance. Balance of being humble. Baba has used few different words. One place he said humble, nirman, and another place he said egoless. Nirankari. So, this balance of humble and another is constructiveness. Nirman. You have to be creative or constructive. Baba said, you are definitely constructive, you are doing that work, but one thing is which missing, and that is humility. We become vain, we become proud. We do small things and we feel we have done so many things. Look at our dadis, they are there in this yajna from last 80 years. They have given their everything and still they are so humble. Look at Dadi Janki, in front of her eyes, there are books on her. She has so much popularity, but if you look at her, she is untouched. She is untouched by that popularity. The greatest hurdle in the path of spirituality is name and fame. When you already cross lust and all that anger and greed and all other things, the other thing that comes is this. And many people, many souls fall down. So, this humility, that is one of the greatest and greatest of all the virtues. You have everything and yet you are humble. You know things and yet there is a feeling that I do not know things. Rather, this feeling that there are so many things to know more. This is the real journey of spirituality. And to become vain, to become proud, that makes you fall one or other day. So Baba has said that in this Murli there are two different sections, another sections. Baba has given two news. First news is the news of the subtle world. Second news is the news of advanced party playing holy in subtle world. First news of the subtle world where there is a conversation between Brahma and Shivbaba. Just as you do mono acting, in your mono acting there is one soul in two bodies. Here there are two souls but one body. So first question Shivbaba asked, half the rosary is ready. He said it's just snap of the finger and it will become ready. Brahma said, second question is the full rosary ready? Baba said, this some time. And time, because this weakness is still there. Humility is not there, this balance is not there. So, fifth qualification of holy episode is balance of humility and being constructive, nirman and nirman. So, this balance. Sixth is blessing. When you keep balance, then only you get blessings. Blessings of Shivbaba, blessings of seniors, juniors, everyone. For a very good effort, for a good purushartha, you need blessings of everyone. Without receiving those dua, that blessing, you cannot progress much. You need subtle blessings of everyone. Then only that will add up to your purushartha and your purushartha will become easy. Actually, Baba is talking, I will go back to the word easiness. There is easiness, there is easy, busy and lazy. Three words in English. One is easy. Easiness is just as river. It's not in hurry. It's going towards ocean. Look at the nature. Everything is going on so systematically. But look at man, how he's rushing, running. He's lost in the hustle and bustle of this world. Because that easiness is totally lost. Easy is right, right is easy. This is a saying in English. Easy is right, right is easy. What is easy is always right. And who is right is always easy. Easy is right, right is easy. Chang Tasu, that was a Zen master who has said this. So, this thing. So, we were discussing balance and blessing. These are the pair. Next is, Baba has used two different words. Bestow and Rahamdil, merciful. Bestower and Rahamdil. We have discussed these two points many, many times in this class only, that we have to become a bestower, we have to become a bestower, and we have to become merciful. We'll leave these two points, we'll go ahead. There's a very important point here Baba has discussed, and that is adjustment. Adjust to whom? To negative people. Adjust to all the Brahmin souls. Adjust, you adjust so easily to nature. Why don't you adjust to those people who are against you? Adjustment to those people who are against you. This is what spirituality is all about. If you have learned this art, it's very easy. When all people are praising you, everybody is of your wavelength, that time you don't have problem. But there are people who are against you. There are people who are against you, they criticize you, they talk ill of you, they oppose you, cast aspersions on you. All those things are there. To live amidst them, that is the sign of holy swan. Adjust. Adjusting physically also. If you go, I remember once we had gone to one center, but there was a group of another BK. They did not like the sleeping arrangement in the center. They said, what is this? We don't like this. And what they did, we slept there only for 3 days. We and we few group was there, but two brothers were there. They took a room on rent outside. They did not want to stay in that center. Actually, we had gone to that place for service. There was a disaster, and that's why from this place, from Madhuban, a team had gone to that disaster to rescue, to help those souls. But there were two souls from here. They did not like that center arrangement at all. Room was very good. Everything was there, but they did not like. They said, no, we will go out. They took a room, and what service they did, I never saw them. Throughout the day, we used to be there helping those people who had met with disaster. Those people would to come in the morning and they were disappeared. They disappeared the whole day. And then they went to some different places for sightseeing. Means like, this can happen when we don't have that sense of adjustment. We should be able to adjust everywhere. This is Baba's home, adjust there. Even though what tap is not working. I remember one center we had gone, in that bathroom the door always used to remain open. It was, that was not there. So it was like, but still, we adjusted there. We have to say, yeah, that's what we did. The person who goes to the bathroom keeps on making some noise so that other person doesn't come in. Something like that. You keep on singing song. So that happens. But you learn the sense of adjusting things. And Baba is telling, adjust to those people who are against you. I don't say for myself that I have achieved that, but I am definitely trying. That yes, I have to adjust amongst all these people. It's good that you go away and you go in silence and solitude. You have no maya. And you feel you are spiritually progressing, but that is a pseudo-spiritual progress. False. The real spiritual progress is when you are amidst people. You stay with them. You walk with them. You stay with them. You work with them. And that is, you remain detached. That is real spiritual progress. So this is which point? Point number? 8th. 7th. Okay. So, adjustment. 9th. 9th, how come it be 9th? It has to be 10. Mistow and merciful are two different points. Bestow and merciful are two different points. So now the 10th is full of all attainments. Full of all attainments. Sarva Prapti Sarup. That is the qualification of holy swans. And for that you keep on reminding yourself. See, when you come to Madhuban, keep on reminding yourself where I am. That day I had said about situational awareness. Remind yourself, this is which place, where I am, what is this place. That awareness should be there within us. So, full of all attainments. What are all the praptis, what are all the attainments, achievements that we have in our Brahmin life. Then next is mehnat mukt. Baba has said, mehnat mukt. If you have free from labor, don't use the word effort here, labor free. If you got God and if you got everything, still you are laboring, Baba says he doesn't like this. To be mehnat mukt and to be jivan mukt is to celebrate holy. That is what is holy is. So this is the another qualification of Mehnat Mukt. Another is Mansa Seva. This is the fastest method of Seva, Baba said. You are working with words, but now you have to work with your mind, through your mind, and serve souls. This is the fastest method of doing service. That this service you have to do now. So this is one. Next is about Diwali celebration. In this Murli, Baba has talked about advance party. How, where are they? What they are doing? What are their qualification? They are very pure. They don't have this knowledge, but they have the power of this knowledge. They are in the atmosphere which is very much following that entire atmosphere is as per the code of conduct. Those souls are very powerful, cheerful, happy, contented. All the souls of advance party. And Baba has emerged all of those souls in of advance party. These are the different, this I am including everything in holy celebration. Baba has told three different ways of holy. One, he has emerged all of us, not of those souls of advanced party, and he is sprinkling colors of divine virtue, divine knowledge, gulal of knowledge and divine powers. This is one way. Second place, he said, you yourself sprinkle that color on your subtle body, sparkling subtle body. And third, he talked about celebrating holy with souls of advanced party. How they celebrated holy, a great detail is written. First Baba emerged, they danced, they sang, and they made a circle. Then they offered bhog, welcome, many things are there that you can read from Murli. We are not going to discuss that, time is getting up. So, Diwali celebration, holy also, Diwali also, all festivals in one place. So Diwali celebration means, holy celebration means to become holy. To become holy, to be free from waste, and to be full of all attainments. All these things, past is past, that also Baba has included. That you can actually include in the first point, which is clean and clear heart means past is past. Clean and clear heart means free from waste, free from stains. All those things can be included in the first part. So, holy celebration. And the 14th last point is the drill. Baba has conducted a drill here. What is that drill? You go to the subtle world, you immerse your subtle body, and you sprinkle colors on that subtle body. And those colors are diamonds. Very fine, refined diamonds. And Baba said, 7 different colors you can take. All the 7 forms, embodiments of souls, 7 swaroop of souls. So every day go in the subtle world and sprinkle those colors. Or you can even imagine that Baba is sprinkling those colors upon me, on my subtle body, and that body is becoming so beautiful dress that such a dress is not there even in golden age. So these are all the 14 points. First, we'll go back. First, clean and clear heart. Second, satisfaction. Third, easiness. Fourth, selflessness. Fifth, balance. Balance of being nirman and nirman. Being humble and being constructive. Then, blessing. If you have balance, you will get definitely blessings from everyone. Next, best over. Next, merciful. Next, adjustment. So, okay, we'll come to that. Adjustment. Next, full of all attainments. Next, free from labor. Next, Mansa Seva. So, Mehnat Mukta and Mansa Seva, MM. Next, holy celebration. And last, drill. So, these are the 14 points. I just cut short, but there are lot many details in between also. Work on 2-3 points today. Clean heart. Second, easiness. And third, adjustment. These are the 3 important points from today's Murli where you have to work on. We have to see that there is no stain of the past. And stain of hurt, stain of trauma, stain of insult. Just forgive and forget people now. Those who have hurt or insulted or whatever bad they have done with you, forgive them. Because Baba doesn't want you to carry that stain within you. So stainless heart, blemish-free heart, very pure heart, past is past, free heart, such a heart, Baba. One more word Baba has used, Milan Sar, at one place, harmonious. I don't know what is the English word, but English Murli has written harmonious. That's very, very, very far away word, but Milan Sar. That is still different. Hindi words have no replacement. English, sometimes before Hindi, English language appears very poor. English is such a, is a dry chapati. This is tawa to mouth. Baba says pan to mouth. Direct language when we hear. So this was a rough translation. So work on three homeworks. Clean and clear heart. Second, easiness. Why we are so tight? You know, just if I catch this rope and I stretch it, so my hands will have, you know, all creases, or it may even bleed. The way is, release it. Don't hold things like this. He has done this to me. He said this to me. He did not behave like this to me. Why this tightness? Chodo to chute, leave it. Leave this. This tightness is not Brahmin life. A yogi has to be an easy yogi. Easiness is the beauty of life, is the music of this life, is the melody of this life. So bring that easiness. And third is adjustment. Adjust yourself everywhere. So I have to adjust now, otherwise. So this adjustment. So churn this Murli, read this Murli, think deeply on this Murli, reflect on this Murli, contemplate on this Murli. Deeply, take out points, take out homework, take out new questions, and then you enjoy the Murli. Otherwise, so many Murlis come and they go away like this. Catch it and implant it within your heart so that it never goes away. It becomes the blood that is flowing through your veins. Every line, every word of the Murli becomes your life, the music of your life. Om Shanti.